KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack at a synagogue in Manchester, England. Two people were killed, three seriously hurt when a man drove his car into people outside the temple and then attacked them with a knife. ABC's Lama Hassan has more.
The Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, he cut short a meeting with EU leaders in Denmark to come home to hold an emergency meeting on the security situation in the country. You know, he said that there'll be extra police assets at synagogues across the UK. And the fact that this happened on Yom Kippur, he says, makes it all the more horrific.
The gunman shot and killed by police. The government shutdown in Washington continues. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers now either working without pay or not working also without pay. President Trump saying he will meet with his budget director today to discuss laying off many of those who've been furloughed. A flotilla of about 50 ships stopped by Israel's Navy as it tries to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government is shut down, and now there will be a hiring freeze in Dane County. County Executive Melissa Agard says chaos in Washington has ripple effects here. It means federal funding may be disrupted. However, the county was also facing a $31 million deficit because of rising costs and stagnant revenues from the state, all while Dane is the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. Agard says non-essential hiring will pause, so that excludes positions that deliver frontline services or ensure public safety. Agard will be presenting this plan to the county board in about 3 weeks. And amid the government shutdown, Democrats are pushing to continue tax credits for health insurance premiums. These special credits are set to expire at the end of this year. They help 22 million middle and lower income Americans afford their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A family of four with an income below about $125,000 qualifies. If these credits stop, the average person could see their premium more than double. Wisconsin Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore and Senator Tammy Baldwin have been talking to constituents about what this would mean for their lives. Here's Baldwin at a roundtable in Marathon County.
You know, we have a precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this. I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
These programs save the average family about $700 a year. If the tax credits expire, Baldwin says as many as 30,000 Wisconsinites could lose their coverage. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew. We talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped.
This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
And this is the War Ravaged Portland. And let me just read the letter.
My dearest Suzanne, we are a city under siege. The Antifa forces have our city surrounded. If all is lost, you'll find me at Whole Foods drinking kombucha. Forever yours, my darling.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, we'll welcome in Rocker with a Max Inc. preview and Pam Yonke from the World Dairy Expo.
And we'll turn on the teletype machine to find out what's going on in the country.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
He is using the American people as pawns, threatening pain on the country as blackmail. Well, that's not going to work. The American people, it's so easy to see through those tactics. They know this is the Trump shutdown. They know Republicans control the presidency, the Senate, and the House. And what is done during a shutdown will fall squarely on the Republicans' back. Donald Trump even says it. He says he is going to close down all these things people want.
See, there you go. He's admitting to it. So I don't think that's good publicity for the Republicans, personally. Everybody's saying the Democrats did it, but then Donald is saying, no, I did it. Mm-hmm. So, you know. And GOP senators are upset. Chris just handed me this. Mm-hmm. Cub reporter Chris.
Some GOP senators.
Some GOP, not all of them, right. Unfortunately. Right. Some Republican senators have warned Donald that an aggressive shutdown strategy will squander the party's, now I love this, moral high ground.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Russell Vought, who is one of the architects of Project 2025, all, by the way, has already frozen $18 billion in infrastructure money for New York and $8 billion in clean energy projects across 16 states, most of us Democratic strongholds, because why give any... I don't get it. We live in a... Anyway. Senator Kevin Cramer, who... Never heard of, a Republican from North Dakota.
Yeah.
He's a member of the Senate Doge Caucus,
okay,
by the way. Ooh. Russ is less politically in tune than the president. We as Republicans have never had so much moral high ground on a government funding bill in our lives. I just don't see why we would squander it. How do you have that? Which is, I think, the risk of being aggressive with executive power in this moment. Susan Collins, we need a meter for her. She slammed the freezing of New York projects as totally unacceptable, warning that blocking work on the Hudson Tunnel, which obviously is very important, would have real consequences in the wake of recent storm damage. Tom Tillis also cautioned that targeting blue states can create a toxic environment here. You think?
What? Create a toxic environment? I think we have one.
Yeah. It started with Newt Gingrich, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse since then. They need to be careful with that. He continued, so hopefully they're working with the leader and the leader with them, and not creating more work to get us, out of this. I'm sorry, but it's been toxic. Since I'm going with Newt Gingrich. Mm-hmm. He started the we'll do anything at any cost. When he was the speaker, and he's speaking now, and it's like, dude, your name is Newt. Newt. You're just a Newt. but no, I mean, it's for him to say, it's getting toxic. That's hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. Have you paid attention the last?
He works in D.C., for God's sakes.
It hasn't been congenial since the late 80s, early 90s, basically. I mean, it hasn't been. John Boehner used to work across. I mean, they all used to do that. They all used to hang out.
I blame Congressman Miller for leaving Congress.
I do. I believe.
Yes.
I believe Congressman.
It hasn't been congenial since
him,
then.
Since him and Goldwater. Yes. You're absolutely right. It's because of them. No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, even when Goldwater was in the Senate, you know, I moved to Arizona when he was a senator from Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And he, yes, he was a staunch conservative.
Absolutely.
But he had no problems talking to the other side and coming to some kind of agreement.
Of course. I mean, he was hardcore conservative at the time.
Right.
Nowadays, he would be called a rhino.
Yeah.
Well, because he was definitely pro-choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's more libertarian side, I would say.
Which is pretty much the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why people are sometimes confused about the state of Arizona.
It's, yeah.
There's a libertarian bent there that matches some parts of Democrat ideology and matches some part of Republican ideology.
No, my neighbor who voted for Donald, he was telling me what he likes and what he would like government to do. And I looked at him, I said, you're not as conservative as you think you are, dude. You really aren't.
I've realized in the past couple of years that a lot of young Republican women are actually libertarian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of them who I went to school with would always say, well, I'm still pro-choice. I still think you should be able to do what you want. And I'm like, that is literally the definition of libertarianism.
Yeah, and,
whatever.
And libertarianism sounds great on paper, but when you apply it to the real world, which has been tried quite a few times in like little towns across America, it just falls apart like crap thrown into a fan.
It doesn't work. It's just it doesn't work.
It
doesn't. I mean, some of it, you know, it's like Bill Maher, basically, he's a libertarian. Mm-hmm. A Republican who likes to smoke weed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a libertarian, as far as I'm concerned.
But libertarians don't like regulations, and it turns out you need some regulations.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
I'd like clean water, thank you.
Yeah.
I little things like that. Mm-hmm. I would like businesses not to run over things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, building codes are good.
Right.
So things don't fall down.
Yeah. I'd like to set aside some land for national parks.
Yeah, yes, those kinds of things, you know.
Which is nothing that libertarians want.
I have friends who are like, well, regulation's bad. I said, really? Do you like clean water?
Yeah.
Do you like clean water?
Yeah.
Do you like the fact that
Do you want your medications to be free of poisons?
Food free of wood and
hot dog on a stick.
Yeah. Things like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like regulation is not bad. It helps to, you have a corporation, but you say, hey, you have to work within these boundaries in order to do well with society. Because we all live in this libertarian paradise doesn't exist.
No. It's been tried.
Where
was I reading? In the Atlantic or something. This group of libertarians tried to take over this town. I think it was in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was fine for like a year. But then the real world started to creep in and they just couldn't keep it together.
Yeah, my sister was going to some party years ago, my older sister, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to it. You can do whatever you want to anybody. I'm like, but what if I don't want somebody to do something to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's libertarian. You can do anything you want. So when my nose starts, whatever you want to do, if I'm not cool with that, you can't do that to me, kind of thing.
Right.
And I'm like, don't go to that party.
Yeah.
I said, please don't go to that party. To me.
Yeah.
It just did. It sounded super rapey to me. Ken in Phoenix, speaking of Arizona.
Hey.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you, everybody? You guys are doing a great job while Mama's gone.
Thank you.
As a veteran, and I think my fellow veterans and military comrades will understand this, it wasn't the silence at the rally at the Quantico.
Mm-hmm.
It was the lack of military not standing up to give Trump his due respect. Not due respect, but protocol.
Right.
Normally, when a commander-in-chief especially walks into the room, everyone in uniform stands at attention.
Right.
Not a single general stood up.
Mm. That's
and if I can
absolutely
if I can
keep
also
going.
Add, mm-hmm. as I can also add, I think it's time for the blue states to start doing this soft secession by withholding federal funds.
If we could,
that they paid it to the government, that'll bankrupt most of the red states in a hurry.
You're right that it would, but I mean we all pay our taxes individually,
mm-hmm.
and so. If we sent, say, in California, if we sent our federal taxes to the governor's office and then he or she distributes it then, that's one thing, but we have to pay our own federal taxes.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So there's no way for us to hold back. I think there's a way for certain counties to maybe hold back some of it, but I pay my tax. I don't want to get arrested, and I don't want to be audited. So unfortunately, even though California, New York, and other blue states tend to pay more into the coffers than get back, there is no legal way for us as a state to hold our money. I wish there were. I mean, if there were a way, trust me, New York, California, Massachusetts, and various other states would be like, oh, New York especially, oh, isn't that our $8 billion that you're holding back? Because we pay at least that much a year into the federal coffers. So to me, it's their money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with the sentiment. I just...
In reality...
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
We can't do that. Right. And that's the problem with... How we, because I, again, I mean, I pay taxes, everybody does, whether it's pulled out of your paycheck or you pay at the, you know, in April, or quarterly, like I do, because that's how my job. Oh, hi, Dean, you got your COVID shot?
Hey,
hi,
good morning,
good morning.
Yes, I did. I got my COVID shot, just a couple of days ago, By the way, hi, Zelda with a B. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
girl. That's funny.
Chris.
Hi.
Love the perfectly shaved cranium glistening in the foreground.
And,
thank you. Thanks for all the wonderful work you're doing there. Jody on the show. Hold me down.
He's doing all of it.
Yeah, he's just here to sing the jingles.
I'm down with that.
I'll have to get all the jingles in because, you know, when I'm out there doing my emceeing work as Bryce Canyon.
Oh, yes.
It's been a little slow these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you got your COVID shot.
So nevertheless, yes.
Did you have to pay for it or not?
I got my COVID shot.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
It was free.
Good.
I'd gone to the local Vons, and I saw a sign that said, get your free COVID shot. And I thought, wait a second.
Yeah.
I went and asked the pharmacy, I'm allowed to get a COVID shot? I mean, sure, depending on if you have a certain coverage.
Right.
So what do you know? There's a list of like a dozen things. I could have just been a pincushion. Give me, you know, hepatitis A, B,
all the
rubella,
shots.
Mumps, measles, give it all. But... Yeah, I did get the flu shots. I'm a little bit kind of wonky, woozy at the moment.
Well, then
it does hit you. I haven't had a flu shot. I don't remember since the last millennium.
Okay, so it's been a minute.
I don't think Zelda would not even know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm glad you got it, and you just have some chicken soup and some orange juice, and you feel better tomorrow. And I'm glad you got all that stuff done.
Yeah, go ahead and check it out. And I got to say, keep doing what you. I think everybody has to do what they can to keep getting the message out in the best way possible. And it's a shame that we only have, like, our late-night comedy hosts seem to be the ones carrying the torch.
They are.
We all can do it in whatever way we can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I try to do it through comedy.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Dean. Have a wonderful day.
Sure.
That's what I loved watching, like, yesterday, I guess, on Tuesday night. Colbert was on Kimmel. Mm-hmm. Kimmel was on Colbert.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers was on Kimmel. Yeah. I just love the, because Seth is the only one that doesn't compete with the other two, but they're on at the same time.
Yeah.
So obviously whoever watches what, time shifted to watch the other one on the show.
Yeah.
But I thought that was, because you, NBC, ABC, CBS all getting along, that's just
weird. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy talk.
Yeah. It is crazy talk, isn't it? Especially because they do compete with each other. But I like the fact that neither CBS nor ABC.
Why was Fallon left out?
He's staying away from politics.
Okay.
Because that's a good idea right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Technically, but... Yeah, it was nice to see all
that.
It
was. I thought so.
I just think, like, in times like this, especially, and we've harped on this for so long, we need to back each other up.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone is being targeted right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, not a time to have inner problems and fight with each other. We need to just say, you know what, this is all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
It is.
Regardless of what I think or what Chris thinks or what Jody thinks of,
right.
like, how reacted to whatever, like, this is not the time to...
And she starts twitching when that happens. Her little eye starts to twitch. No, you're absolutely right, Zella with a B. It is 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Field of Greens.
Aww.
Now, we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What nobody realizes is you can lower your biological age likely lower it without even knowing. And here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and vegetables, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow your aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, and even healthy weight. It's great knowing that Field of Greens can slow how quickly you're aging, and we all encourage you to join. Swap your untested fruit, vegetables, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use promo code StephanieGreens.com. That's FieldofGreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 pre-Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, purple. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Stuck between two lakes and loving every minute of it. That's Madison. Geographically unique, politically passionate, proud of our quirks. While you're trying to find parking on Willie Street or hunting takeout on State, WMDX keeps you connected to what matters most in our one-of-a-kind community. Real news and great conversation. WMDX.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Lavoie and Zella with a B. Hey, Richard in Chicago, you got picked up by ICE?
Yeah, I didn't get picked up. I was just detained for maybe 5 minutes. I was about a block away from
That's being picked up.
I'm sorry?
It's being picked up. Yeah, if you were detained at all, it was being picked up, yeah.
No, I never even stood up. I just was sitting at a picnic table about a block away from the detention center, and I took my drone off and was just flying around getting some long shots of the street. And two trucks just came zooming up. Man, they pulled up over the sidewalk and three guys jumped out. Fortunately, one of them were relatively intelligent and was able to he got a little flustered with me at one point. He said, "This is a frequent flyer area."
Oh, wow.
Wow.
he meant to say restricted.
Sure.
But yeah, I've watched a lot of those YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I just remembered everything that I saw, and I zipped my lip when it came to anything I really wanted to say, like, to the little guy, "You've been short all your life, haven't you? I bet you are really happy to have this moment to get back at tall people." But I didn't. I just talked about the flight regulations, and that I knew what I was doing, and you know, just stayed calm. And I posted the whole thing on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
It was only about 5 minutes, but only thing didn't work very well was, "What's your name?" And that didn't work. And also, I'm not giving you my ID. I gave up on that idea. It was okay for a while, but okay, I'm going to give him my ID. It's not, because they already got my phone number off the drone. I don't know why I handed it to him. He reached out for it, and I just handed. But the best part is when the drone comes back to my hand, and they're standing so close to me that it kind of just flies right down on top of us, and they all back up and gasp.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. You be careful in Chicago, okay? Because it's very frightening.
You. Thank you. I'm very excited. I have my final radiation treatment tomorrow.
Oh, good.
For prostate cancer.
Congratulations.
I'm so glad to hear that. Okay, that's excellent news. Excellent news. You stay safe, Richard. Don't provoke them too much. I like that you're out there and doing it, but don't get yourself in too much trouble. Okay. Good trouble only.
I've had so many. It's given me nightmares. I'm not going back down there.
Good.
Okay, good. Good. All right, honey. Have a good day.
Love you guys. Love you, Chris.
Oh,
bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. Now, that's scary. Three trucks pull up on it?
Yeah, for one guy. I said this during the break, but they are literally kicking Latinos out of this country for being Latino, whether or not they are illegal or legal. Or
even citizens.
Or citizens.
Or citizens, yeah.
And I think we're forgetting the bigger picture here amongst everything else that's been happening is that, you know, this is still happening every single day.
Yeah, it is.
And it is not okay. It is blatant racism.
Right.
That is an example of blatant racism that is happening in this country.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're just forgetting that. A lot of people are just forgetting that aspect.
Oh, no, I argued with my neighbor. He said they're not picking up U.S. citizens.
I'm
Yes, they are.
They've deported U.S. citizens. Yeah. They're not just picking them up and detaining them. They have deported children that are U.S. citizens.
Some of them have disappeared.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm in a bubble, but mine is some. It's. I think it's a better bubble because it has reality.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just me. It's 29 minutes after the hour. Right back with Dan Pasternak.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start. The Lakes. The Capitol. The UW. The radio station. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A step forward for Madison's 10th library, although its future may still be on shaky ground. The Northeast Side in particular has lacked equal access to a library when compared to other neighborhoods across Madison. For years, alders and advocates have been pushing for a library there, but residents need access to services, too. And the idea for the Imagination Center was born. It'll be a library and community hub in Rheindahl Park. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says she knows how badly the area needs the library's resources.
Northeast Side of Madison is one of the fastest growing parts of Madison. It had a population growth rate of 7.6% higher than the rest of the state, which is pretty significant. The students who attend the two neighborhood elementary schools, Hawthorne and Sandberg, have high percentages of English language learners, higher percentages of low-income families, and populations of about 80% youth of color. And more than 65% of the school district students living in the area qualify for free or reduced lunch. And 9% of the residents in the northeast side of Madison lack regular access to the internet.
Now, the mayor is adding $320,000 in new money to her city budget proposal to fully staff the new library.
But really glad to be able to include this funding in my executive operating budget so that we don't have to make those hard choices to take services away from one neighborhood in order to serve another.
It's expected to cost about $1.1 million every year to operate the Imagination Center. Even if this money for staffing is approved, the library board would still have to ask for more money in the next city budget to keep all its services. It's set to be finished next September. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes. And 92.7 WMDX.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, purple. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Dresser, the Associate Director of the High Road Strategy Center. We talk about workers needing an actual, fair, and living wage. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's in the Ad Council.
How did the White House decide that it is appropriate for Jared Kushner to be working on matters that involve Qatar, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, three countries that combined have given him more than $2.5 billion?
I think it's, frankly,
despicable that you're trying to suggest that it's inappropriate.
Oh, hey, girl.
Oh, girl. What are we doing, girl?
Okay, so this is the first time on the Stephanie Miller Show. My old, a very old and dear friend of mine, Dan Pasternak, who is on the road right now with Ryan Reynolds and Chris Candy, promoting the movie John Candy, I Like Me. They will be at the Multimon Theater today, this evening in Los Angeles. So if you're in LA, great. And everybody in Chicago on WCPT, they will be at the Chicago Theater on October 5th. So go get the tickets. And some of the proceeds are going to support St. Jude. So
that's right.
This is great.
Yeah. You know?
So Dan, tell us tell us more about the tour, what's going on, and all of that stuff.
Oh, thanks so much, Jody. So this all came about because I teach at NYU's Tisch School of the Arts, and Ryan came to speak to my class. Ryan Reynolds is just a dear friend, and he was speaking so excitedly about this documentary he was making about John Candy, who is like a touchstone for him in many ways as a, you know, as an actor, as a Canadian, and just as a human being. I think that, you know, the more he learned about John Candy, obviously, you know, long after the man's passing, the more I think Ryan was inspired by him. So he's talking so excitedly about this documentary, and he was making it for Amazon Prime, you know, for streaming. And I said, oh, are you going to be doing any, you know, theatrical showings of the film? And he said, oh, no, that wasn't sort of in the plan. And I just pitched this to him. I said, you know, John Candy is so, he belongs to everyone, you know?
Yeah.
And I just thought, wouldn't it be great to do screenings so you could show the movie on a big screen to full theaters of people and then come out and do exactly what you're doing here in front of my class, which is talking about, you know, why John Candy is so personally meaningful to you. I figured Ryan Reynolds, of all people, is going to say, that's a nice idea, but I'm busy. It doesn't make sense for whatever reason.
Right.
And then, crazy thing, he just said, I love that idea. Yeah, let's do that. So we put it together with Mills Entertainment, you know, who are producing the live, you know, the live shows, and Ryan's company, Maximum Effort. So it's been a big team effort, and we started in Ridgefield, Connecticut, at a tiny little movie theater that means a lot to Ryan, called the Prospector Theater. And our first show was myself and Ryan and David Letterman. So there are, like, surprise special guests every night. And trust me, when I can't divulge the lineup for this evening at the Montalban.
I can just imagine.
But it's going to be a very full stage.
Oh, I bet.
Wow.
I bet.
That's so awesome.
Now, yesterday when we were talking on the Politics Bar, you had a funny story about David Letterman after you guys finished on stage that first night. Please.
Well, he's famously a curmudgeon.
Sure.
And I don't know what I was expecting. You know, every time I have the opportunity to interview one of my heroes, I have this delusion, like, I'm going to be the Letterman whisperer or something, you know? And, you know, he meets Chris Candy, you know, John's son, who was there for the evening for the very first time. And I think Dave, like most people, you know, first of all, Chris is the spitting image of his dad, but he's also, you know, just as warm and as lovely and as approachable as you would expect him to be, being John Candy's son.
Right.
And he really is. He's a warm, sweet, well, you met him.
Yeah.
And so Dave says to Chris Candy, I just want to tell you, meeting you tonight was the highlight of this whole thing for me. Oh. And then Dave turns to me and goes, you much less so.
That's Dave.
That's what you get.
Yep.
That's what you get, Dan. That's what you get. So tell us more about the movie itself. I mean, it's a documentary, and Colin Hanks is the director, correct?
Yes. So Ryan is the producer. Colin Hanks is the director. You know, Colin's dad famously worked with John Candy in the film that really broke him out as a movie star, which was Splash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Tom Hanks and John Candy played brothers in that movie.
Yes, they did.
And then they worked together in another film after that called Volunteers. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, Tom Hanks obviously had a deep connection to John. And Colin is a terrific documentary filmmaker. So he really was sort of perfectly chosen to be the guy to helm this thing. But
Everybody you would want to be in it is in it. All the cast of SCTV, you know, Robin Duke, Eugene Levy, wow. you know, Dave Thomas, Catherine O'Hara, oh. I mean, Andrea Martin, they all speak so beautifully about, you know, that period. And then you've got Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Macaulay Culkin. I mean, it's just an endless parade of people who knew and worked with and loved. Everyone loved John Candy. I mean, spoiler alert, it's like if you're going to watch this with the idea of like, oh, we're going to get the dirt on John Candy, what you're going to find out is as much as you loved him, you're going to love him more by the end of this thing.
And it premieres on Amazon on the 10th, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait to see it. Yeah. It's just, I mean, talking with you and Chris yesterday, I wish Chris were here, but I know he's doing something else. Please tell him hello again. it was just lovely to hear him talk about his dad. I mean, his dad obviously struggled. He died at 43 years old. He was a baby. Yeah. I've known you longer than he was alive. So there is that. And Chris was a child when he passed away, so I can imagine that, because he and his sister and his mom were very involved in this movie and how it was made.
And they contributed a lot, not just in terms of the interviews and their insights, but there's a lot of personal pictures, home movies. I mean, it really is a very intimate film. And I mean, I think that's one of the things that's so moving about it. So, you know, John Candy lost his dad mm-hmm. when he was 5 years old, mm-hmm. which really becomes sort of, you know, the formative event that sure. that shaped him in many ways. Mm-hmm. And so Chris kind of, for his narrative in the film, really tracks that as a very sort of parallel thing, because he says, quite movingly, he said, you know, when you lose your father at such an early age, you wind up being like a detective of your own father's life.
Mm.
And you know, that's one of the first things that he says right at the top of the film. So it engages you emotionally sure. right away.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about Only the Lonely yesterday and how much that Chris said that that's more like his dad's actual relationship with his parents and his immediate family before he had kids. And so if you go to johncandy.com, you can get tickets and you can see a trailer for the movie. So please go do that. But I wish I could go tonight. But as I told you yesterday, I have to get up at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. And you asked me to just do an all nighter. No.
I have a question. Where did the title of the film come from? John Candy, I Like Me.
So I think they really struggled for what the title would be. Mm-hmm. But it is a quote from Ryan Reynolds' favorite John Candy performance, which is from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
And it's that famous scene where Steve Martin, as Neil Page, says to John Candy as Del Griffith, he sort of assaults him with his sort of assessment of his character, and Candy, as Del, stands up for himself and he says, "I like me."
Yeah.
And it reveals this beautiful vulnerability that I think was at the core of every great John Candy performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite films that he did is Planes. Because the chemistry between the two of them, I assume
was
Mr. Martin
amazing.
Was amazing. And I assume Mr. Martin contributed a little bit to this movie as well, if you got him.
Yes. I'm sorry if I didn't mention he's also interviewed in the film. And yes, loved John Candy and speaks really insightfully about him.
Oh, I bet. And we Chris goes, "Hey, Chris Candy's going to be in Spaceballs." And Chris let us know yesterday, "Am I?"
Yeah, I guess I read wrong on the internet.
We all did, yeah. Apparently. So, I mean, we joked yesterday, let's call Mr. Brooks right now and get him on the phone. But Mr. Brooks also did contribute to the documentary as well.
Yes, Mel Brooks. I'm sorry, as in enumerating all the interviews, I'm invariably going to miss some people. But Mel Brooks also spoke really lovingly. And the interesting thing is, so Mel Brooks became acquainted with John Candy because one of John Candy's great advocates was Carl Reiner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so John had starred in the film Summer Rental for mm-hmm. Carl Reiner
mm-hmm.
and had said to the president of Paramount Pictures when he was asked to direct the film, he says, I will only direct the film if John Candy is the star.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's really huge. Now, a little bit of bio on your end. You helped Jimmy Kimmel get his TV gigs.
I hired him for what was his first TV job, and it kind of started him on this path.
Sure.
And everything since, honestly, I have just borne witness to as we continue to be really great friends.
Oh, that's
but,
nice.
Yeah, I hired him for a silly game show presentation that we did when I worked for Fred Silverman, and Jimmy was still at that time Jimmy the Sports Guy on the Kevin and Bean Morning Show on KROQ here in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that for Win Ben Stein's money?
Yes. No, he got after.
Okay.
So he got the job on Win Ben Stein's money as a byproduct of doing the game show presentation that I hired him
for.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
But didn't he said, I don't want to screw you guys over, and you're like, take the
money. Take the money.
He is as honorable a guy as you would think he is, and even though he's not making a lot of money working in radio, at that time already had a wife and two kids, He said, even though we didn't pay him talent hold money and didn't contractually have him held, he's like, well, you know, if I take this job, you know, you guys might not be able to sell the show. And I was like, Jimmy, we're not going to sell the show. You're great. The show is terrible.
Wow.
So I assume that you were as upset as the rest of us when he was suspended from ABC for those few days.
Of course. But can I tell you something?
Sure.
Jimmy Kimmel did what Columbia University couldn't.
Exactly.
Jimmy Kimmel did what a lot of major corporations and universities and law firms could not do, which was when, you know, the gun was trained on his head and said, this is what you must do in order to, you know, capitulate and sort of bend your knee and be properly repentant for doing nothing wrong.
Exactly.
Jimmy just went, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, you can go back on the air. And he's a folk hero now.
He is?
Yes, absolutely.
And his ratings are much bigger than they were before. So whatever they were trying to do had the seemingly reverse effect.
It absolutely
did. And it's just
did.
Been delightful.
I assume you were in touch with him during that time. I know my mom texted him immediately, and she was like, oh, my God, you know.
The entire civilized world was texting him.
Yes.
Jimmy being Jimmy always got back, and, you know, even just, you know, thanks, pal, love you. You know, I mean, as busy as Jimmy is, he is such a conscientious and loyal friend. I can't say enough about that guy.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
He is the man to meet the moment. He really is.
Oh, nice to hear that. So, okay, so you have a show tonight at the Montalban here in Los Angeles. There are still tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I think a few. Not many.
They're balcony, though. They're all in the balcony, kids, but it'll be worth it.
Right.
It is worth it. I promise you. The special guests for tonight will be more than worth it.
Oh, cool.
I wish I could go. Can you do it at noon?
Only if I can break my fast at 11:30.
Right.
Very true. I'm sorry. Yes, I know you can't eat because of Yom Kippur, so you're a good Jew. And also October 5th at the Chicago Theater, so all of our listeners in Chicago or anywhere.
Yeah.
Because they're also got shows at the Rings Theater in Brooklyn, the Schubert in Boston.
King's Theater.
Schmutz
on it.
It's got schmutz. So the King's Theater in Brooklyn on October 8th and the Schubert in Boston, Massachusetts.
Awesome.
On the 14th. So,
and we have announced who the guest is for the King's Theater in Brooklyn.
Who?
So Ryan was on Jimmy's show in Brooklyn Monday.
Right.
And he spilled the beans. So it's going to be his co-star from Deadpool Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Oh my God.
That's going to be fantastic.
That's so cool.
So it's going to be Ryan and Hugh Jackman. And if our show that we did in Philly with his partner Rob Mack is any indication, when Ryan is teamed up with somebody where he's got that kind of deep history and relationship,
sure. Right.
It's going to be fun. Because Ryan tells the story about how Deadpool and Wolverine was basically written in the footprint of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And there are tons of John Candy Easter eggs.
I see that now. That makes sense now.
Wow, that's so cool.
I assume Jason Bateman might be there tonight because I know he's old friends with Ryan Reynolds. Anyway, I don't know if he's there. I'm just speculating because that's what we do on the radio. But, okay, and again, proceeds are going to support St. Jude. So you're not only going to see a great show, but you're going to help people. Yep. And so thank you, Dan.
And johncandy.com is where you can get
tickets. Thank you so much, Dan, for being on the show today. And I know you're going to have a great time tonight and get some food in your system by 6:36 this evening.
Thank you so much.
All right, honey. Love you.
Thanks, Dan.
Love you, too. Bye.
It's 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Yeah.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, but they're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline? Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy any other tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundled deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As President Donald Trump seeks retribution against the prosecutors and law enforcement who investigated him, some of his 2020 allies are on the hook in civil court. Dominion Voting Systems and Smartmatic prevailed last week over Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell for their defamatory statements against the voting technology companies. Dominion sued Giuliani, former mayor of New York and Trump campaign lawyer, for $1.3 billion, claiming that he made false statements about Dominion's electronic ballot tabulators being rigged to tilt the election to Joe Biden. Dominion has previously won a $787 million settlement from Fox News and $67 million from Newsmax for similar claims. September 26, Dominion announced a settlement with Giuliani, though the amount is still unknown. In the past 2 years, Giuliani has been disbarred, filed for bankruptcy, and was indicted for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Also on September 26th, a federal judge found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell defamed voting systems company Smartmatic. The yet-to-be-decided damages may hinge on whether Lindell knew his claims the machines were manipulated were false. Lindell still faces a suit from Dominion. President Trump announced last month Giuliani would be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
It is 55 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by The Wellness Company.
Yeah.
Say you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Tough it out. You could do this. You could tough it out. You could get sick and take time off of work. Not a good plan. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Or wait 2 hours in an urgent care and sit in a room full of other sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like ours right here. You just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud now. And it's not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. It includes strong antibiotics for infections of all types, like strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are in your kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Use promo code Stephanie. That's promo code Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Okay. Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Yes.
It is 56 minutes after the hour. Hi, Steve in Chicago.
Hello there, folks.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
We're well.
Yes, I'm a former Marine,
mm-hmm.
and I was inspired to call from that knucklehead that called you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You called him Marine Man.
Uh-huh.
and unfortunately, I have to claim him as one of ours, but, you know, it takes all types.
Sure.
I think yesterday the thing at Quantico was a big win for us in the sense that the silence that those generals
yeah.
spoke
mm-hmm.
when he walked in the room. See, Trump is a ghoul. He's a vampire. He's an energy vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like this organism that thrives on adulation and ego reinforcement.
Yes. Yes.
And they weren't going to give it to him. And I think it was a big, big moment in the resistance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you notice, in the crowd, it just wasn't generals. It was senior staff.
Right.
First sergeants, staff sergeants.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing went to many levels. So I think it's all good and rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's all good. This is coming from a former Marine. I spent
right.
3 years. And I was stationed at Quantico, too, for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
By the way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve. You're the Semper Fi, baby.
Yeah.
Semper Fi.
You're the good one.
Hey,
yes.
Jody?
Yes, sir.
Hey, real quick. I was around 10 years old. I believe I watched the Gary Marsh Show the night your mom made her first appearance in the Gary Marsh Show.
Oh,
I was alive and I saw that live.
Wow.
Just to let you know.
You were a baby when
yeah.
you saw that. But yeah, she, hey.
I was.
You were a little baby. I hope you enjoyed it. All right,
that was
honey.
Like 10 or 9 or
all
something
right.
like that. Anyway,
all
love
right.
you guys.
Bye.
Thank you,
Steve. It is 58 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg coming up next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Teach Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Vince Moranto, who will make the popcorn pick of the week and tell us about an upcoming Wisconsin date. And my pal Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people have been arrested now over the attack at that synagogue in Manchester, England today. Police now officially declaring it a terror attack. Two people were killed and three seriously injured when a man rammed his car into people outside and then began stabbing them. Israeli naval forces boarding most of the vessels in a flotilla attempting to break Israel's blockade of Gaza. The federal government is still shut down as Democrats demand that Republicans restore Medicaid funding and subsidies that help millions of Americans pay their health insurance premiums. House Speaker Mike Johnson said minutes ago, now is not the time to discuss that.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith. Exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that, and we tried to make this very simple.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed without pay. This is ABC News.